Before there was The Inside Man, there was a movie called Quick Change, a comedy about a bank heist that seems to go right, but then suddenly wrong. It stars Bill Murray as a bank-robbing clown who can't seem to get any respect.
I said we're closed, Bozo.
I wouldn't. And that's Mr. Bozo, okay?
What the hell kind of clown are you?
The crying on the inside kind, I guess. This is a robbery. This is a robbery.
It is.
Thank you.
Gina Davis and Randy Quaid also star as Bill Murray's fumbling accomplices in the film. They're pursued by an equally fumbling NYPD led by Jason Robards. This movie was released in 1990, and the premise, even some of the scenes, bear a striking similarity to this year's Inside Man. Joining us now to talk about the films is Weekend Edition's entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell. Elvis, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. And by the way, This is a gun, not a gub.
That's probably my favorite scene in my favorite Woody Allen. When Woody Allen made movies. Now, that was that. Listen, are the producers of Inside Man getting away with the fast one here? I mean, is this a remake, a homage, or just simple theft?
I think it's probably what they would call homage and what we call in this country actionable. I don't know. It certainly takes a few notes from Quick Change, right down to the bank robbers sort of hiding amongst the hostages as the hostages are all released to the police. But what they also both do, I think, pretty interestingly, is they're both about New York, but New York of the period. The Quick Change New York of 1990 is a New York that's in transition. Everything is being sort of bulldozed. And once the bank robbers get away with the robbery, they still have to get out of the city. And that's where a lot of the comedy comes from, too. And it's got a great cast, a very young Stanley Tucci, Tony Shalhoub, in addition to the future Oscar winner, Gina Davis, who hadn't won the Oscar yet at that point. And it's a first-time directing job by Bill Murray, and Howard Franklin adapted the script from a Jay Connolly novel, which uses this texture and in a way feels kind of like a parody of those 70s movies, the movies like Dog Day Afternoon, that is also part of the texture of Inside Man.
Mm. What leads the movie industry to decide that this formula has appeal once again?
Because that hasn't been seen for a while. What we see generally in heist movies now are these pictures where the guys robbing the banks, whatever institutions, seem to be spending more money than they will actually make putting all the equipment and their teams together.
And like Ocean's 11 and 12, right?
Ocean's, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or the Italian Job. They all seem to be so smart, you think that they just save their money, they wouldn't have to rob the banks. And what I think movies like Quick Change and Inside Man do also is take us back to the pleasures of film acting. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to see actors do what they can do, and that's really missing from these movies, too. They're not just playing these sort of cool, suave archetypes who are a step ahead of everybody else. There is, in fact, some sort of sense of turmoil, some sense of kind of, I think, real social interaction in these movies. And I think both Quick Change and Inside Man have that feeling you get from watching New York actors who spent a lot of their time on stage and doing lots of different things, getting a chance to sort of bite into the meat of the role and savoring the role for the time they're on camera.
I'm interested in the fact that because of, let's say, the anticipated success, at least for the next couple weekends of Inside Man, it gives a chance for a movie like Quick Change to get a whole new raft of attention in DVD. I wonder if this isn't something new in the home entertainment industry now.
Well, I think if Inside Man were made by Warner Brothers, would make Quick Change, you'd be basically seeing buy Quick Change and get a free ticket to Inside Man. That way they now basically try to keep the entire sort of synergy going in studios nowadays. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, when Quick Change was finally released on DVD, it got almost no fanfare from the releasing company, no attention. It's coming up from people who know the movie and love it and understand how much fun and how smart it really is. We're talking about it. We're building this buzz again.
Elvis, thanks very much.
And again, this is a gun, not a gub.
Elvis Mitchell is our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition and host of KCRW's The Treatment, speaking with us from KCRW in Santa Monica, California.